Since doing her doctoral dissertation on Ben Shahn, art history professor Laura Katzman has been passionate about his contributions.
From the New Deal through the Civil Rights Movement, which is the time period covered in this exhibition, Ben Shahn responded to the economic insecurity of the Great Depression, the natural disasters of the Dust Bowl, the war and fascism that was raging at the time. He was very responsive to issues of civil liberties, racial discrimination, religious discrimination.
Katzman spent 4 years gathering 90 examples of Shahn's paintings, prints, photographs, and drawings for the current exhibition.
We've been very fortunate to be able to borrow works from several institutions. This is the first time that the Smithsonian has been able to lend works or has lent works to JMU. So we're thrilled to have 4 paintings from the Hirshhorn Museum and Sculpture Garden.
Shahn was raised in a Lithuanian Jewish family who immigrated to the United States seeking greater social justice.
The civil rights section of the exhibition is really the core of the exhibition, and some of the most powerful images really are part of that section, particularly images of Martin Luther King.
There's been a steady stream of visitors to the gallery in its first 6 weeks.
We've been giving tours round the clock. We've had student groups, not only art students, but students from across the campus in fields like justice studies, history, political science, religion, philosophy.
The exhibit closes for good on April 5th. For WMRA News, I'm Bonnie Baranow.